Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary Francesco. And since it's the first time I take the floor, I would like also to greet everyone and express my delight in seeing this model rule so developed, and at the same time also regret not to be there in person. So I will be very brief. I would ask for the possibility to go back to one point of the model rules, which because of an internal discussion that we had also with Howard, might need some refinement. And I'm very sorry to do that after having completed the discussion on the model rules, but I think it might be useful to go back to this point, which relates to point 2.2, so paragraph 2.2 of the model rules, where the undertaking by any party to be bound by the rules is voluntary. However, a party must make such a declaration if it wishes to register or be the beneficiary of any registrable interest registered at the international registry. So here the issue is, what happens if the party registering for any reason is not the party bound by the rules, because, for example, it's the creditor. The creditor many times is the one actually registering after the agreement with the debtor has been reached. And the question is, would in this case the creditor be the one to ensure in front of the registry at the moment of registration that the model rules are complied with, even if this is done by the other party? I'm not sure that Article 2.2 really addresses this point, and there seems to be a bit of a circularity here in terms of mandatory or non-mandatory character of these rules, and at the same time, what happens if at the moment parties register the registry itself, because surely the registrar is not directly bound by the model rules, and we need then the supervisory authority to approve them, but this is another matter. So thank you very much, and sorry if I took a little bit too long a time to discuss this point.